For 30 years, the issue of abortion has represented one of the great divides in American politics. Activists on both sides of that divide are in Washington this week to mark the 30th anniversary of the 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. Both sides are already preparing for a major political battle if and when President Bush has an opportunity to nominate someone for a vacancy on the high court.
Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life.
Anti-abortion protesters gather outside a Washington abortion clinic. They come to the nation's capital every year at this time to mark the anniversary of the 1973 Supreme Court decision known as Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion. Virginia Hodell is a mother of five who's come to Washington from Wisconsin with two of her daughters.
What we want to do is get enough people, enough solidarity, and someday someone will look out and say, hey, you know, this is a democracy and more people are against abortion than are for abortion, and this has got to be changed.
With Republicans now controlling the White House and both chambers of Congress, conservatives are expecting action on the abortion front. In addition to pushing Congress to enact more restrictions, abortion opponents like Edward Simkowiak say, at the very least, the president must nominate an anti-abortion justice should a vacancy arise on the U.S. Supreme Court.
If the president doesn't put forward someone who's opposed to the Roe v. Wade decision and the subsequent abortion decisions, then I think it'll just show that he really isn't the quote-unquote pro-life person that he has claimed to be. And, you know, again, you've got a Republican-controlled Congress. If you can't get the guy passed now, when will you ever get him through? So now's the time to act.
The prospect of a vacancy on the Supreme Court has also energized abortion rights supporters, who worry that a Bush appointee to the high court would upset the current 5-4 majority that has consistently upheld a woman's right to an abortion.
We say
no choice.
They say
no choice.
This
we
protest
say
in front of the Supreme Court was led by Terry O'Neill of the National Organization for Women.
It remains the case that the people of this country believe in women's rights, they believe in equality, they believe in abortion rights, they believe in civil liberties, and they believe in civil rights. That's the majority of the country. And it's our intention to see to it that the extremists, the right-wingers in Congress and in the White House, are not allowed to really put their agenda through. And that's what we're going to do.
While most public opinion surveys indicate a majority of Americans support abortion rights, the polls also suggest many Americans favor restrictions on abortion, including requiring parental consent for women under the age of 18. The most recent statistics indicate that the abortion rate in the United States has declined to its lowest level since 1974, with the largest drop reported among teenagers. Supreme Court nominees must be confirmed by the Senate. And Terry O'Neill of the National Organization for Women says her group is already urging Democrats to block any Bush appointee to the high court who opposes abortion.
What we will be doing is insisting that the Senate, that our friends in the Senate, filibuster any Supreme Court nominee, each and every one. George W. Bush may think that he's got a pool of 20 of them that he will just keep bringing back anti-women's rights supporters, and we're going to seek filibusters of every single justice that doesn't support rights for women.
As of now, none of the 9 Supreme Court justices have indicated any plans to retire. But 3 of the justices, including Chief Justice William Rehnquist, are older than 70, and it's possible that one or more retirement announcements could come later this year, setting the stage for one of the most partisan political battles in recent memory. Jim Malone, VOA News,